How are you going, Tamika?
Hey, I'm very well. Very glad to be here.
Yes, it's an honour. So you're a local coffee business owner of Caffeine Coffee Company.
That's correct.
Which has recently opened up a second cafe on Synagogue Place.
Yes, we have. So we just opened on Thursday the 9th of August.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty overwhelming, but super, super exciting.
That's really great to hear. Yes. So this is the second cafe you have now.
Yes, that's correct.
So the first one was in Harndorf.
Yep.
And so it's still running.
Yep, the first one is still running. We're using it as a prep kitchen for the Synagogue Place shop as well.
Yep.
So we've got a killer chef there that's prepping a lot of ingredients and stuff for us. And it's also, the kitchen is open to the public and we're doing awesome food and awesome coffee. So that's the Harndorf store still very much doing its thing. And yeah, now we've just expanded.
So in terms of starting, mm-hmm. how long has it been working on your coffee business from the very beginning?
So we purchased the location that was going to become the Harndorf store back in, 2016? Yeah, it was about September, October 2016. And we were open by December. So it was a very, very rushed smash it out, kind of 6-week turnaround for the fit out. And that was very extensive fit out. It took a lot of renovating and we basically had to strip the shop down and start from scratch. So that's when we started in Harndorf. And then a couple of months ago, we were looking to sort of expand and open up a more central location and another home for the roaster, which was outgrowing the Harndorf space.
Yep.
And we were looking at a whole bunch of different properties and we found the Synagogue Place one and it was just the right fit for what we wanted to do.
So did you start from the cafe or did you already previously have like a coffee roasting environment before?
Yeah, so it's me and my fiance Kostas Trakis that run the business together, and Costa is a quite experienced barista and roaster in the coffee industry. So he had been working in coffee since he started at university, which would have been like 7-8 years ago.
20 years ago. No.
Yeah, so he's been working in coffee for a while, and when he finished his degree, we were together by that point, and he kind of thought, you know, I don't want to follow law. I really love coffee, and I'd really like to open my own coffee shop one day. So he quit law, and he started working in cafes, started sort of working his way up, and he ended up at the Coffee Baron in Sefton Park, which is a fantastic, you know, very long-running coffee roastery and cafe there. He was head barista there, and he learned how to roast under Mark Baron.
Yep.
And then after being there for about 12 months or so, the opportunity to buy in Harndorf came up. And so then that's when we launched into our own thing. But personally, I had not had any hospitality experience beforehand. So the actual coffee side of things is all Costa.
Whereas you, in terms of the business, is more of...
I do a lot of the behind the scenes / design / marketing type stuff. So, very much organizing a lot of design, marketing, social media, the actual design and aesthetic of the shops as well. That's all my domain. And just, you know, there's 1,001 things that always need to be done when running a small business. So I'm always just doing this and that.
So in terms of the advertising and marketing to an Adelaide audience...
Yeah.
How have you made the caffeine label work in an environment such as Adelaide?
So we very much just want to be ourselves with caffeine. I mean, Costa loves puns. He loves being a bit cheeky. So that's why he came up with the name Caffeined, Coffee Fiend. It's a play on words. And it took us a while to sort of find out who we are, I suppose. We recently just redid our branding with the wonderful help of a local artist, Wendy Dixon Wiley.
Looks amazing, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you so much. We befriended Wendy in Harndorf because she was a regular customer of ours. And we just loved her art, loved her aesthetic, loved her vibe. And we always knew that we would love to get her to do something for our brand. And also Dave Lawson and the guys at Crafty Design worked that into the sort of graphics and images that we're using.
Yep.
So we just went with the whole quirky, funny, kind of a bit irreverent sort of vibe. Costa likes to say that there's a few things we take seriously, coffee, food, customers, but we don't take ourselves very seriously.
Yeah.
So we're just very much being ourselves and just hoping that people vibe with us and just enjoy what we do and who we are.
You're both very young still to be holding two great businesses already. But in terms of the coffee roasting community.
Yeah.
Is there any stigma behind you two being so young?
No, if anything, it's more of a young person's game at the moment, to be honest. There's a lot of really young people in the coffee industry in Adelaide who are making it big and doing super, super well. We are maybe a little bit younger than the average, but I don't find there's any stigma. People actually think it's really awesome because, I mean, third wave coffee, specialty coffee, it's a very modern young person's thing, and it does tend to be dominated by a lot of young people who are just sort of starting up their own thing, which is really awesome. It's great.
Well, that's great to hear, especially considering what we're trying to do here is help people who are our age, quite young, to be inspired to do bigger things.
Awesome.
So it may sound a little overwhelming at the moment, but it's clear that both of you have a great affinity towards coffee. As regulars, what are some of the things that go on behind the scenes in running a local business?
There's so much.
The real questions.
The real questions, the behind the scenes. Oh, I don't even know where to begin. Like, people don't understand how much work goes into owning a cafe. Like, I hear a lot of people think that, oh, yeah, you know, we'll just serve customers. But no, there's so much work that goes into it. Just, you know, every little thing from the bookwork and the accounting stuff all needs to be organized, just paperwork. There's a lot of that involved, more than you would think when you own your own business. So be prepared for that. Get a good accountant, good bookkeeper. Don't fall behind on your bookwork. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Learn from our mistakes.
But what are some of the rewards from it?
Oh, it's so satisfying to see people come in and smile and be happy and just sort of connect. What we really love about being in the coffee industry is the connection with people. We love meeting new people, just having that connection, that community sort of forming. A coffee shop really is a place to meet people and to connect with other people. And we really want the atmosphere of our shops to be like a sort of like a second home where people can come and feel really comfortable and chill out and have a laugh and a banter with us. So that's the most rewarding part, honestly.
But the last thing I want to ask you is, what kind of mentality and balance of perspective should someone start having when they want to start a business?
I would say expect a lot of work. You got to be hungry for it, you know. There's a lot of moments. There'll be so many moments where you think, is this going to work? Have I made a terrible mistake? Am I going to lose everything? So it's scary. So be prepared for that fear, but you got to push through it anyway. And don't be afraid to ask for help and rely on the people around you. You will need to. But yeah, just be prepared. And, you know, you may feel afraid, but just go for it anyway.
That's really great advice. Thanks for that, Tamika.
Not a problem.
So thank you so much for coming and having the interview today.
You're very welcome. It's good to be here.